Hello, everybody, and welcome to the Pony Developer Sync for March 23rd, 2021. My name is Andy Turley. I will be the host today. If everybody who's here could just introduce themselves real quickly, that would be great.
Hi, I'm Joe McElvain.
I'm Gord Tischer.
I'm Brett Davis.
I'm Jason Carr.
I'm Borja Lerica.
All right. Thank you, everybody. Welcome. And if you are tuning this after the fact, listening to the recording, then welcome to you as well. As usual, I have put the issues that we're going to discuss in the sync stream under the 2021-03-23 topic. So if you are in the meeting or if you're following along later, you can always go there and that'll give you links to everything that we're going to talk about. So as usual, we will start with RFCs. We have one PR to discuss, and that's the add mandatory FFI declarations proposal 184. And
yeah, so I concur with Sean that I think this should be moved to final comment period and then voted on next week.
Okay.
So, is there anybody who does not think that's the case or that should, doesn't think it should move to final comment period?
Right. I think that sounds
right. And the label. Label's added.
Okay. Awesome. Thank you.
So, does anybody have comments? My only comment is thank you for writing.
You're welcome. No, I think it's fine. Like it is now, I think it's good to go.
There has certainly been enough discussion on it.
Yeah.
So yeah, we'll leave it open and let's see here. We need to announce that, right? In Zulip?
Sure, I can announce it, yeah.
Yeah, if you do that, that would be great. Thanks, Jeff. Okay. So that covers it for RFCs. We have a few things under Pony C. The first is the work in progress update to LLVM 11.1.0. That's issue 3731.
Yeah, so most of the code gen tests are failing because there's, as usual, problems with the JIT code. So,
okay,
I'm working on that.
Awesome. Okay, sounds good.
I do want to. I had a question. So we found out before the call a little bit, and also in the GitHub thread as well. You had asked me to print out the components I see when I run. build /lib/bin/llvm-config --components. I'll just add that I see not only AAArch64 ASM parser, I also see ARM ASM parser, ASM parser, and x86 ASM parser all in the list here. But I think you added code that will only choose the one for the architecture that I'm sitting on, but in the --components list, I see all three of the variants plus the generic one. Does that make sense? Or like, should I, in the ARM64 matches block in CMake list, should I add all of the variants to it? Or does that not make sense and something's going wrong somewhere else?
Well, I think it'll probably be needed for cross compilation. So, I haven't exactly figured out which components we need or which build.
Maybe we could remove the matches block entirely and just make it build all three variants, just assuming they'll be needed for cross compilation.
Yeah, the only thing is the ARM ones don't appear on my Windows system for some reason. So I'm not sure why that is. So I'm still investigating that.
Okay. So for now, just for my testing, I'll add the other variants to this matches block, and we'll see if that gets me further in the process.
Cool. Thanks.
That's all I had to ask about for that one.
Okay. Great. So there are three issues. Two of them, expression pass partial application of function with out of range literal in parentheses causes core assertion error. That's 3728. That is only here because I added bug to it last time. Same thing with verify pass partial application of function with default argument expression causes core assertion error, 3727. Same thing, so we don't need to look at those because the only change was that I added bug to them last time. Cannot refer to literal under construction, 2859. It looks like there was just a little more discussion after the...
I think that's the comment I added on the last sync call.
Yeah, or okay. I couldn't remember if it was during the last sync or right after the last sync, but yeah.
Yeah, I mean, it was right at that time, so I haven't made any progress in this either, so...
Okay, so nothing really to talk about there then. That's fine. Sounds good. Okay, so that does it for Pony C. Library documentation action, we have one PR. Allow deploy keys as alternative to access tokens. That's issue 13. Looks like there's been some back and forth on this. Does anybody have anything they want to say here? I haven't really looked at this. Going once, going twice. Take that as a no. And then there's one issue. It's release 0.2.0, issue number 14, which is a placeholder for a note that when issue 13 gets merged in, then a new release is going to get cut. Okay. MKDocs theme, bump elliptic from 6.5.3 to 6.5.4, issue number 38, and that's a dependabot. And that I think we talked about last time.
Looks like Epic Eric says this change is non-trivial and we should probably discuss elsewhere, and said that you're going to start a Zulu thread later today. That was last week. I'm not sure if the Zulu thread is there or not. Probably is.
Okay.
I think that was not really related to the issue ahead, but more talking about if we could like deprecate this theme. Since the new tutorial and other pages are using another theme. I think that was the discussion.
Got it, okay.
Can somebody add a link to that discussion, to the issue?
Yeah.
Great, thank you very much. Okay. PonyLang website. There's only one issue open, and that is for Last Week in Pony for March 28th, 2021. That's Borgia, can you add it to the issue itself?
Oh yeah, sure.
Sorry, thanks. Last Week in Pony, that's 6:54. I don't think we need to discuss anything there. And then Pony Up, there is a PR test.
I'm surprised it's not called Free Candy.
Oh man.
That's Sean's go-to thing without a name. This is just Sean adding some white space to the README, probably trying to test some GitHub actions, I imagine.
That would be what I would imagine too. Does the commit say anything or just test? Thanks, Sean. All right. So we'll leave that be. And then there's one issue, release 0.6.4.158. And that I, yeah, it's just a reminder note that, oh, this was updated from release 0.6.2 to release 0.6.4. I don't quite remember what happened back there, but I'm sure that I guess we. Let's get some versions here. Does anyone know offhand why we're going to release 0.6.4?
There was an issue with 0.6.2 where it was using a Docker image that was outdated. So someone updated the Docker image and released a new version for that. So that's why it moved to 6.4.
Got it. Okay. All right. Sounds good. Okay. In that case, then, that is everything that we have on the agenda, or at least everything we have in terms of issues. The one agenda item, I discussed this before we started the call, but I'll say it again for people who are listening to this recording. Ryan Hagerson had asked if I could try to use a Zoom feature that generates a transcript of your meeting. I tried to set that up on the website and wasn't successful. It looked like I didn't have that option. I was trying to do that at the beginning of the meeting and I didn't want to delay the meeting too much longer to dig around and figure out what was going on there. So I did not get a chance to set that up. I will try to figure out what's going on there and try to get that in place for the next meeting. We've had some requests from people in terms of both kind of making it easier to follow along with what's going on if you don't want to listen, and also accessibility-wise for people who have audio impairments or just other reasons that reading a transcript is easier than listening to the audio. And I would very much like to make this as accessible for all people as we can. So I think that's a great idea. I apologize for not having gotten it in place this week and will do my best to get that in place for next week. Are there any other issues that anybody would like to discuss before the end of the call? I am going to take that as a no. So thank you to everybody who is here in person today, and thank you to everybody who is listening to this after the fact. Thanks all for showing up. We will be here at the same time in your time zone next week. So I guess that's March 30th. Or is there any sort of daylight savings bump happening again or anything?
We're getting a daylight savings time in Europe, but I think it won't affect the time.
Of the
call, I mean.
Okay. Well, it'll affect it in your time zone, right?
If you yeah. Back to normal.
Okay. So it may shift for some of you. Just check your calendars. It should hopefully update there. Anyway, thanks again to everyone who showed up and to everyone who's listening, and see you all next week. Take care.